Our next speaker is Samuel Zoka, and he'll be speaking about acid soils and gypsum applications in Oklahoma.
So the percentage of no-till in U.S. is about 36%. Oklahoma has less than that. However, the last 10 years, no-till have increased in Oklahoma, and nowadays we are about 25%. Originally, Oklahoma soils were neutral. However, during the years, due to the nitrogen application, farming process, the first 15 centimeters of the soil have been acidified. And one of the main problems of low pH is high aluminum 3 plus availability in the soil, which leads to aluminum toxicity for plants and causes reductions in root growth, lower water and nutrient uptake, ending up in lower yields. The most common method to alleviate aluminum toxicity is liming the soil. When we lime the soil, we raise the pH and decrease the aluminum availability. Gypsum is not going to raise the pH. However, the sulfate from gypsum is going to bind with the aluminum 3 plus, decrease the charge of this aluminum, changing the species. And when aluminum is not 3 plus, it's not going to be toxic for plants. And also, gypsum adds calcium and sulfate to the soil that's going to decrease the activity of aluminum 3 plus. So again, lime is very effective in decreasing aluminum availability in the soil in conventional till, when we can incorporate the lime to the soil. However, in no-till, where we cannot incorporate the lime, the effectiveness of the lime is going to stay in the very top layer, in the first 7.5 centimeter of the soil. For example, here, if you apply gypsum in a no-till, gypsum is going to move through the soil profile. However, if you apply lime, lime will stay in the surface of the soil. So based on that, the objective of our research was to determine if gypsum application can alleviate aluminum toxicity and increase yields in Oklahoma soils under no-till systems. We had two locations under no-till and commercial farms. One was in Marshall, Oklahoma, with a crop rotation with corn, wheat, and soybeans. And we applied our treatments at surface of the soil on April 2012. And another location was in Gary, Oklahoma, with continuous wheat under no-till. We applied the treatments at the same year on September. One of our treatments was annual application of gypsum at the rate of 2.2 micrograms per hectare every year. The other treatments were applied at once in the beginning of the research. And then we had gypsum at 4.5 micrograms per hectare or 9 micrograms per hectare. We had lime. The lime rates were calculated according to the buffer analysis to raise the pH to 6.8. And we had 6 micrograms per hectare for Marshall and 4.3 for Gary. And another treatment was lime plus gypsum. We used the same rate of lime plus 4.5 micrograms per hectare of gypsum. And we had a control with no amendment. We analyzed the soil for pH, exchangeable aluminum, and saturate paste. After running the results from saturate paste in ICP, we got this result and analyzed in MinTech 2 software to speciate the aluminum and calculate the aluminum activity. We had a randomized complete block with 4 replications, 6 treatments, 2 locations, 3 depths, and we used analysis of variance and LSD at 5%. Here we start with our results. In the y-axis, we can see that we have the soil pH. In the x-axis, we have the soil depth that we analyze, 0 to 7.5 centimeters, 7.5 to 15, and 15 to 30 centimeters. And on the right, we have the treatments, the control, lime, lime plus gypsum, the lower rate of gypsum, G1, and then GA is the annual application of gypsum, and D2, the highest rate of gypsum. So in the first part of this graph, you can see the first bar is the control. So both lime and lime alone and lime plus gypsum raise the pH compared to the control in the first depth. However, below 7.5 centimeters, lime was not significantly different, didn't increase the pH compared to the control in Marshall, Oklahoma. In Gary, we had basically the same result in the first depth from 0 to 7.5, lime alone and lime plus gypsum increased the pH significantly compared to the control. But in the second depth, they were not higher than the control. So it's saying that lime is effective only in the first layer, the first 7.5 centimeters. And we analyzed the calcium from saturated paste. And in the y-axis, we have the calcium concentration. And we can see here, in the first layer, from 0 to 7.5 centimeters, the lime alone, the second bar, was not significantly different from the control. So even in the first layer, in this case, lime did not increase the calcium concentration in the soil. However, all the gypsum treatments, they were able to increase calcium. And when you are talking about the second and third layer of the soil, so lime as well did not increase calcium. For Gary, we can see the same behavior. So lime was not able to increase the calcium concentration of the soil when gypsum was. So calcium in below 7.5 centimeters, higher concentration means that gypsum is moving through the soil profile. And here we have the sulfur. So we can see when we add gypsum, we are adding more sulfate in the soil. And then when we lime, we are not expected to increase the sulfur in the soil. And it was clear in the first, second, or third depths, it was not increased the sulfur. But all the gypsum treatment had the increase in sulfur in Marshall, showing that gypsum is moving the soil profile. In Gary, basically the same behavior. So we can see that gypsum is moving because we are increasing the sulfur in the soil in depth. The exchangeable aluminum. So both lime treatments, lime alone or lime plus gypsum, decreased the exchangeable aluminum in the first layer of the soil, when gypsum was not able to decrease exchangeable aluminum. But it was restricted to the first layer, the first 7.5 centimeter. Lime was not significantly different from the control below 7.5 centimeter. And for Gary, the same. Lime was effective in decreasing exchangeable aluminum in the first layer, 7.5 centimeter. Below that, it was not significant. And now I'm showing the result of aluminum 3 plus activity. First for Marshall. We can see that all the treatments, lime plus gypsum, or different rates of gypsum, decreased the aluminum 3 plus activity in the first layer of the soil. However, in the second layer, below 7.5 centimeters, lime alone did not decrease the aluminum activity, only gypsum. And actually, all the treatments that had gypsum decreased the aluminum activity in the soil. So lime was effective in the first 7.5 centimeters. For Gary, even in the first layer, lime did not decrease the aluminum activity, and gypsum was effective in decreasing aluminum activity. And in the second layer, there was no difference between treatments. About yield, we had problems with yield in this experiment. The first year in 2012 in Marshall, we had a strong drop and the yield was very low. We could not see any difference between treatment. In 2013, due to weather conditions, the farmer, because it was both experiments were in commercial farms, the farmer decided to not plant anything, and we don't have any data from that. In 2014, we are going to harvest this week the soybean that's growing there. And Gary, in 2014, we had scheduled our harvest of our wheat plots there with the farmer, but he hired a company to harvest his wheat, and they came one day before us and harvested even our plots. In 2014, we're expecting some yields from there, but we had a late freeze that completely damaged the wheat yield in that site. So our current conclusion is that gypsum application reduced the aluminum 3+ activity and increased the calcium and sulfur at the surface and below 7.5 centimeters for no-till Oklahoma soils. And the lime did not reduce the aluminum activity below the surface. Thank you. Any questions?
Albert Christian, you applied the lime on the surface.
Yes.
But then you sampled the 7.5 centimeters of soil, mixed it, and sent it to the lab, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, you're actually liming the soil in the lab. So I'd like to see that data where you took off the top centimeter of soil and analyze that separately, because that lime's not going anywhere, it seems to me. It's considered the surface, and the 6.5 centimeters underneath is still going to be acid. That's, I suspect.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I follow. Yeah, I really like your comment. Your comment that we're sampling, like, our first part of our core is 7.5 centimeters,
right.
But the lime maybe is not distributed in 7.5. Maybe it's the very surface, maybe the first 1 or 2 centimeters. We had that hypothesis when we saw that lime did not increase even the calcium in the 7.5 centimeters. Maybe the lime is not dissolved in the soil.
What was the pH at the top 7.5?
The pH was 4.5, 4.2, below 5. Yeah.
What's the classification of those soils? Are those all monosols or alpha soils or what?
So that soil in Oklahoma were loam and silt loam soils with very low organic matter.
And the classification, do you know what kind of soils that were?
It was, I don't remember now what's the classification of that. But it was, I tell, the Marshall was silt loam and was sand loam for Gary. It was mine and gypsum. There are mines of gypsum in Oklahoma.
Are there any other questions for Samuel? All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.